Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 6 years she's been hanging out with us. Founder and CEO of the Egan Group, ICF Certified Business Leader Coach, the author of Inbox Detox, and also the president of CPCU Society. She's great friend of ours, Barbara, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you here. And I know one of the things that you've been talking to some of your coaching friends about is being more productive and how to help people get out of their own way, what I call getting out of their own way. And you say that oftentimes what we do when we try to be more productive, we wind up adding things on.
Yeah, one of the things that we all seem to do is we add things, but then we don't extract things. It's just like your closet. You probably have more clothes than you're ever going to need, but for some reason you don't get rid of the old ones. And so
I thought that's when you just kicked your husband out of his closet. I thought that's how that worked.
Well, now, come on. Don't give away my trade secrets here.
Well, you and my wife, go ahead.
Well, anyway, it is interesting because as a small business owner, you really, really need to manage your time well and also think about the other people who work with you and helping them manage their time well. And a lot of times, business owners will do things unknowingly that create mm-hmm. more work for the people who work for them. But we were just talking, you and I, and it's important for you to know yourself, and it's important for you to know your circadian rhythm.
All right, now, so you want us to be an insect. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I said circadian. I didn't say circadian.
Oh, okay. Cicada. All right. I thought you wanted us to be like an insect. Okay, go ahead.
Well, they have rhythms too, oh, by the way.
They do. For a long time, I thought that's what people were talking about because they have their rhythms. Anyway, so circadian, tell us what that means.
A circadian rhythm is actually we all have kind of similar rhythms and patterns that we follow daily. When you hear people talking about, oh, I'm a morning person, or oh, I'm a night owl, or my best energy is at noon, mm-hmm. they have gotten in touch with their circadian rhythm,
which is often just an excuse to sleep late, right?
Well, many times, and they fight their circadian rhythms. And as an example, I'm definitely a morning person. I'm guessing you might be, too, because you have a morning show.
I am, but have you always been? See, that's the question. Now, that's one thing about circadian rhythms that I like to point out to people is as you get older, your rhythms change. And so, you know, that's if once you get into your 40s, Marcia, you don't know about that yet, but once you get into your 40s, your rhythms change, don't they?
They can. And the most important point about this is to know it. And mm-hmm. when I do time management workshops, one of the things that I do the first week and have them come back the second is to map out their energy levels through the day and just kind of keep track of when their energy level was high, when their creativity was high, and when it was medium and when it was low. And as an example, if I'm a morning person and I'm highly creative and highly energetic in the morning, the worst thing that I could do is call a staff meeting. A staff meeting taps your energy and doesn't really, I mean, they're very important, but you don't need your highest energy unless you're expecting a real problematic meeting,
right.
I guess. But for me, I can get more done in the first 2 hours of the day than I can get in three or four at other mm-hmm. times of the day. And when you know that, that's when you plan to do those important things. And the other thing about being a business owner is to be aware of other people's circadian rhythms
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need
should
to
you
have
hire? Them. Should you ask someone before you hire them? Do you know what you're? Are you a morning person? Are you a noon person? Whatever. If you're a company that opens at 7 every morning, you might not want to hire somebody who says they're not a morning person.
Well, no, I never thought about that. I think I mean that one in the scheme of why you should hire someone is not probably at the top of the list. But knowing it can be very useful because if you're a morning person and you're working with someone who's much more creative later in the afternoon and you need their creativity, it might be better to schedule a meeting when they're on top of their game rather than when you are. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just
so the
one
bottom
thing.
Line is, folks, is get into your start understanding how the power of this. This is a real physiological, biological thing that's happening. It's a phenomenon that happens to people. So maybe you should, you know, study it a little bit more, get a little smart about it. Let's talk about technology. Wait. let's leave that one for the next segment, and let's talk about multitasking. This goes good with the circadian rhythms, because multitasking is I think for a lot of people multitasking is a fallacy.
Oh, it is for sure. And there are so many people who think they can multitask. They pride themselves in believing they can multitask, but the absolute reality is you can't think two things at the same time. Now, you might be able to do something physical and something mental at the same time. You might be able to walk and talk, but you can't work on two things mentally at the exact same time. Now, you can switch tasks.
Right.
Which a lot of people are very, very good at. But what we're finding, and we can talk about this a little later, too, if you wish, is people will be on the phone with an important client and reading their email at the same time.
Yeah.
And one of them will suffer because you can't give
you can't be in the moment. You cannot be in the moment with two people.
Exactly. You might go 50-50 or you might go 75-25, but one of the two is going to suffer. So full focus is actually a great strategy for being more productive.
And another thing that I think, if you think you're a multitasker, if you take pride in that, my question is, how's your overall performance? Because what you might be describing as multitasking might actually be crisis management.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about that for hours.
And that's when you get into not being very, when you're not very productive. The other thing is, ask yourself or ask other people, when I'm talking to you, or when we're talking, does it seem like I'm in the moment with you, or does it seem like I'm distracted? That could be cost you a lot of, right, Marcia? That could cost you a lot. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Marcia Egan after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.